At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
I can understand people not collecting because it's digital and you can have it and put it on your laptop and put it on your TV and put it on your phone. I definitely understand that. Digital is way easier. But quality-wise, I feel like analog is better. Like, my brother has an Audio-Technica. I remember, because for a while, you know, he has around, I think, maybe 300. He has an amazing, crazy vinyl collection. It influenced me. I was like, oh, dang, I want one. He had one of the regular, like, case ones.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that for a while, and then he was like, yeah, I can't use this anymore. I was like, why not? You know, it's regular, it's fine. And then he told me, he's like, no, it's horrible for your vinyls because of the needle.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In Season 3, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU. On this 8th episode of Season 3, we're sitting down with Eric Wilson. They are currently in their final semester at VCU with a focus in media production. Eric was one of my classmates from last semester. He's a creative, writer, and a photographer. Eric has a hyperfixation when it comes to movies and how they are shot and the specifics. Out of a lot of people I've met through media production, nobody has the amount of drive and dedication that Eric does. He creates many pieces of short-form cinematic content on his YouTube page. With the color grading and styles and influences, each time he creates something special. All right, Eric, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm just Eric, honestly. I'm just a guy that picked up a camera in like 2020 and, you know, just never put it down. Just a guy, Eric.
Yeah. So you're currently in your final semester at VCU. How's it going? How are you enjoying and kind of like getting the most out of the finalness of it?
I'm taking my last strides, honestly. I mean, senioritis has really killed me in some types, you know. Taking a documentary class, working on my third documentary I've ever done. You know, it's going to be about black skaters. Really just got the idea of watching my friends skate all the time and them watching those hype skate videos all the time, and I'm like, dang, I wish I could do that, but I can't do that because
skating is too hard.
I could never skate, so I was like, okay. So I was looking for an idea for my documentary, and I was like, oh, it'll be really cool if I was like, I talked to a few black skaters. So I did some research, and I found that only 10% of skaters in America, they did like a study in, I think, 2020, 2019. Now only 10% of skaters were black. So I was like, oh yeah, let's talk about that narrative. And so that's really what I've been doing. I've taken my first screenwriting class.
Nice.
So besides that, just two random classes I picked up. So shot a couple of short films this semester. I've kind of laxed out on film a little bit. Been really into photography related as of late, you know, taking photos, sports, but yeah, just staying alive, honestly, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned sports. You were just at the VCU game, the A-10 championship, right? You were taking pictures.
Yeah, I was, for my job as the photo editor of, Commonwealth Times VCU newspaper. The last 4 years of college, I have covered the A-10 championship and tournament. My first time, it's funny because like the last two times we've been in New York and Brooklyn at the Nets basketball stadium. But the first time it was in D.C. at that same stadium, and I was the sports editor, and I was a freshman. and we lost the first game and we left the next day. So it was definitely different being in DC for 5 days and just
soaking it up more.
Yeah, man. I could definitely see myself living there, but you know, it was a fun experience. I definitely took some of the best sports photos I've taken ever. So, you know, just getting better at stuff I can see myself doing.
Yeah, it's cool seeing like all those photos on Instagram because they're really just like detailed and they just look amazing. Yeah. Now, when you're in the middle of your semester and you're kind of stressed out, do you have a favorite way to unwind when you're busy with classes?
Watch a movie. I watch one of my favorites, or I just go to sleep, or I eat. I do eat. I love eating, man. I love me some chicken wings, man. I mean, usually I watch a movie, or if I don't watch a movie, I'm just watching YouTube, chilling with my girlfriend. You know, I just feel like I do things that are lax. Like, I mean, I don't really see myself stressed out as much. I mean,
yeah.
Last semester I was stressed out a little bit. You know, sometimes I'm just chilling, watching movies, hanging out, picking up a camera, putting down a camera, just chilling. I mean, I don't really have like things that I do. Oh, dang, I'm stressed.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I've gotten better at just being open-minded because I've learned that there's like you can always learn a new thing.
Yeah.
Which is like the best thing ever. Like, there's never someone that's a quote-unquote expert. There's people who know a lot. Like, I wouldn't call myself knowing a lot. Like, I've had people come up to me while I'm eating at Avon Pond, like, yo, how do I get into film? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to figure out too. Like, I'm just winging it half the time. Like, I mean, I'm writing something, I'm filming something the same day and calling it a day. Like, if you know how to get into film, let me know.
Yeah.
Like, I had somebody text me the other day. It was like, yeah, Eric, you got any job offers from film that you can help? I'm like, bro, I'm looking too really bad. Like, job market is trash. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, he was like, yeah, you got anything? I'm like, yo, I'm tweaked out too, twin. I'm trying to find something too, man.
Yeah,
there's always something to learn, and you know, I probably like my siblings probably, you know, help me figure it out. My mom, because like I would tell them like, yeah, I'm not really learning anything, and my girlfriend too, but like she gets my tell about that. She was like, oh, you don't know everything, and I'm like, yeah, you're true. I don't know everything.
With your time at VCU, has there ever been a class that you went to the first class and you took that class for 15 weeks and it just really clicked for you the entire time and you really just got a good grasp on it?
Yeah, probably that media production, media foundry class. Like working with a team, that was probably my hardest thing, because with film and with things I've done, like creativity wise, it's either I was just myself doing it or I was just like an add-on to like somebody's production group.
Yeah.
And you know, having people to be a producer, having people to, you know, do other things that you're not just the only person doing things was like really big for me. And, you know, having somebody look through my script and saying, this is not the best, was like the best thing ever. Like, looking back at first when I was told that like my script needed some work. That killed me, bro, because I'm like, I've never heard that from somebody. Like, I read it. Like, yeah, my siblings, they'll be like, yeah, you need to change this, you need to change this. But, like, my script got, like, cut and chopped, and I was like,
yeah,
it killed me, bro.
In that class, I remember I was like,
oh, I know, yeah. In that class, I remember I was like, I remember we only had the three ideas, and I remember hearing yours, and I was the most, like, wow, like, there is really something here with it. And then our professor's just like, yeah, like, you got to go back to the drawing board. And I'm like, what do you mean that far? And it's frustrating. But, I mean, when you look back at that class, you know, you turned it completely around for at least what he thought. And, like, that was definitely, I would say, of the three projects we had. I liked Star also, but that one was really cool. I was watching that the other day on your YouTube page. Like, really cool stuff. And where can we find you at on socials? Where are you at?
Flicks by Eric. I know this might sound dumb before I say it, but it's A-R-R-I-C-K. Shout out to my mom for naming me Eric in a different way, because she's super cool.
Straight up.
And just my name, Eric. Shout out to fam, man. Shout out my siblings, man. My mom, my dad, everybody who really just supported me and taking a journey on film, and it's not calling me dumb, but you know, just let me work it out. And you know, everybody who supported me, I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate you being on. Yeah, I really respect all you do, all your work. You're really good at it. Yeah,
I try my best.
Of course, man. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show.